You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Point 4. I'm Andre Iguodala. This is Evan Turner.
Yo, yo.
Before we get to the thick of things, make sure you subscribe to Point 4 wherever you listen to your podcast and follow us across all social channels at Point 4 so you don't miss a thing.
Point Forward.
This is Andre Iguodala.
This is Evan Turner.
We're trying to get to the true essence of not just basketball, but life, and that means something.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
That level of understanding has been taken out of the game.
This week, you're getting a heavy dose of Evan and myself, considering we don't have a third party interrupting our ideas, our thoughts. And so we'll see how this goes. I'm actually a fan of it. Hopefully Evan is too. We also had a hell of a time this past weekend at South by Southwest. I kept hearing the term South by and had no idea what folks were saying when they kept saying South by, but I figured it out on like my 23rd hour as I left on the 24th. Big shout out to the folks at Vox who provided us a hell of a time and for their hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
We also interviewed Megan Rapinoe, as it's taken me a couple years to actually say her name right. Folks, stop butchering her name. I've heard Rapinoe, Rapone. I've heard so many different things, but that was a very, very, very thoughtful conversation, and you'll get to consume it in the very near future.
Point Forward.
The NCAA, of all places. Boy, the NCAA, whew, they are a trip, as we would say. I don't know what the young folks say are a trip. I don't know what the new version of that is. But they have an in-season tournament now, the NCAA. So the new in-season college, men's college basketball tournament to take place in Vegas starting next year, offering $2 million in NIL deals, starting with this new in-season men's college basketball tournament. Give us an update on that.
So what it's coming down to is a play. Since it's a players' era, the players' era tournament launching in 2024 at the MGM Arena in Las Vegas. So it's going to initially feature like eight teams. So it'll be Duke, FAU, Houston, Kansas, Oregon, San Diego, St. Joseph, Syracuse, and Virginia. And it also plans to add 16 teams by 2025. So the participating teams are promised $1 million in NIL and from the funds and sponsorships of the tournament, with the winning team earning an additional $1 million. And NIL funds as well. So, I mean, they pretty much, you know, do what they do in the summertime at TBT. But, you know, I feel like this could be something that could replicate for the NBA also. If dudes are going to be going that crazy, if we're opening up a format thing and like, yo, there's going to be sponsorships, there's going to be, you know, brand partnerships and everything, like when you're showing up and stuff, I feel so that can be replicated for the NBA also. But I'm definitely looking forward to what it's going to do in Las Vegas. It's going to turn up, I think, college basketball. I think it's going to do a much-needed injection into men's college basketball. Because right now we're sitting there, shout-out to the women. The women's sports are kicking everybody's ass. You have greats like Kevin Garnett and certain players like, yo, I don't even know who the main guys are anymore. You know what I mean? And I think one thing that occurs for us for the next level is not only finding the guys to leave high school or Euros, but we still have to champion our collegiate players. If we want to keep this game as much as, you know, have an American, disposition as well. You know what I mean? Because right now, if you think about the number one or number two picks, it's a French kid that's projected. One thing that we love and one thing that builds real stars is the stories that are able to be told and the more eyes are on it. And, you know, Nike has done that the best. You know, you find a college kid that grows a fan base that is beloved, you know, the all-American type creed, and show his journey how he build up.
Now, I agree. I mean, it's nothing for me to really add to it, especially with building storylines. And I think that's what the greatness of, you know, building a storyline with an athlete is their journey, which starts, it used to start in college and then he even moved it to high school. You were able to build and follow them through all the way to the league. But now it's just like you have to find you figure it out like year three or four in the league. And so it's like, oh, we're just finding out about this guy. You know, once he went through his two-way stint, you know, G League coming back and forth, playing in the league sometimes, not playing. And it's like, by the time you find them, is it too late? You know, so it's really hard to find storylines because it has to, our grassroots have been so fragmented. It's been disrupted so many different ways. Like, you know, you got the EYBL League at high school now. You know, you got AAU, which is kind of thrown in it. Then you also got the high school leagues by state. You know what I'm saying? You got like three or four different national championships in high school now.
It's starting to become like boxing. So, like, literally, whoever's under that crew is going to get enough attention. And now you start putting stuff, and it's like, yo, this is how the game gets muffled up, and you're getting guys that are popping up nowhere because they get, you know, the type of popping.
Perfectly put. Boxing has like six different champions: the WBC, WBA, the WBO, the IBF. Is so many
the Jack Harlow letters.
Right, and you got a celebrity boxing now too with the Prime guys.
Yeah, if you got Jake Paul. Seven divisions, I could be a champion. If there's seven divisions, I can only be top seven. I swear to God, I could be a champion. I finished top four in everything I do. Like, you know what I mean? So I be thinking that sometimes, like, shit, I don't have to beat Theory. I just got to beat them dudes to get up and then get my ass whooped by Theory.
And then you get a $20 million check.
A $20 million champ and a fake champ.
There it is. Oh, and then that takes us right to, before we jump into boxing, and how you say Francis' last name? The Nightmare.
Nwagu.
I thought he died.
It's so funny. You ever notice I'm surprised you didn't want to say that because I feel like every time I'm with you, every African person in the area comes up to you and tells you to try. They were like, Andre, what's up? What's going on? I'm Ebo. You went all for it?
Yeah, but hopefully, we got a good base of African listeners, but talking about Nigeria. The main tribes are Ebo and Yoruba. But I'm Ado, which is a smaller tribe. So when most folks come to me and be like, yo, I'm Ebo or I'm Yoruba, I'm always like, all right, yeah, that's what's up. Because I'm like, there's really no connection because I'm not neither one of those.
Because you're like, I'm from Chicago. I'm from Aurora. And then you're like, well, I'm from Springfield.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. Okay. Same exact thing. Speaking of that, Francis almost got, I thought he died. But speaking of this NIL deal, men's college basketball, the tournament is right around the corner. And so we got, 64 conference tournament champions will be crowned over the next 2 weeks, 32 on the men's side, 32 on the women's side. So along with capturing a conference title, you get an automatic bid to the tournament and your way into March Madness. A handful of conferences like the Big Ten, SEC, will have the tournament selections decided on March 17th, just hours before the brackets are revealed. And I didn't need to say that. But going to DraftKings and their conference tournament futures, the odds for the Pac-12, you know what time it is. after we didn't went through the pack this year. We always beat the good teams, but lost to the bad teams, as we just lost to USC. Big Ten, ET, your Ohio State Buckeyes. Okay, I knew this worked in professional sports, but walk me through the psychology of a college coach getting fired and a team going on a run midseason. That was confusing.
Yeah, it's so weird, especially considering like the coach was there the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think two things have a mixture of it. I think the relationship of how you respond to an assistant coach, because an assistant coach always plays good guy. So when a head coach is going sometimes, and obviously he's not doing a great job, but the players might have a impression, refresh energy mm-hmm. for that coach and for that void. I think another thing, February, teams start slacking this late in the season too, much like in the NBA as well. So you start sitting like, yo, we can catch some people slipping, we can sneak them. And you know, basketball's a game of runs.
Yeah.
You know, our first game without our coach, we beat the number one team in the country. That's a battery in your back.
True story.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we win two games in the Big Ten tournament. We could possibly get a bid in the NCAA, but, you know, we still got to get back to the place of trying to be, you know, Big Ten champions, not just participate in 1-64.
I mean, you're always saying the Ohio State. I know it applies to football, but it wavers. You held it down when you played. Like, y'all were the Ohio State when Evan Turner was playing ball there. But, you know, you, Jim Jackson, Scooney Penn.
Scooney, Mike Red.
Mike Red was cold. Greg Oden and Mike Conley Jr. Mike Conley's a junior, right?
Yeah, junior.
Yeah.
20.
Well, I knew his father. I knew his father before I knew him.
Yeah, because Arkansas, he used to be out of Arkansas. Wasn't he like one of the coaches up there when you were probably?
Good question. I was a high jumper. His dad's a long jumper.
Okay.
So,
and his dad can jump.
Yeah, his dad can jump. Free throw line. He would jump from the free throw line in the celebrity tournaments back in his day. All that. Yeah. Go check out Mike Conley's pops. But on the Big East side, Big East has been interesting. UConn, you know, their favorite to win the entire tournament or their second. We'll go through that in a minute. But they're the favorite to win the Big East Conference tournament. ACC, Carolina, who just beat Duke over the weekend. That was a great game, great finish. And Tennessee been flying under the radar, unless I haven't been paying enough attention. But it's funny because Kentucky has the third best odds to win the SEC, as they've been running the SEC for quite some time under Coach Cal. And so Tennessee is first, Auburn is second, Alabama is a close fourth in those conference tournaments, which takes us to DraftKings NCAA tournament futures and their odds there, as we will be letting you know about our point four DraftKings bracket tournament pool with some money attached to it too, and the men's NCAA basketball championship odds for this year. UConn is first at +475. Houston is in the building for sure. Coach Kelvin Sampson. Is that his name? That's his name, right? Kevin.
Yeah, no, that's his name.
Is it Kelvin or Kevin?
Kelvin Sampson. Damn, Kelvin's still coaching.
Kevin been doing his thing, fam. He got his name retired at like three different schools already.
And don't trip. And he probably like, shoot, now what I've been doing is legal. Oh, I'm finna get the trap back. Jumping. If y'all out in chicken, say less. I'm gonna stay here forever.
Just to let our listeners know, ET and I had a very, very interesting conversation on Dell. I told him I got a new laptop, and he said, "Is it a Dell?" I said, "It's a Mac." I said, "What made you say Dell?" And he said, "Dell computers were jumping at one point before the CEO got caught with
it." Not the CEO. It was like the spokesman. It's a little cool spokesman.
Spokesman.
He got caught buying a dime bag on the street.
And that took the company out. How far we've come in a decade.
For me, it took the company out. So I don't know what happened with the numbers. But I'm like, that's over. I ain't seen a nigga since. He could have been. He was Jake of State Farm before Jake of State Farm.
That's a bar.
That's what I was saying.
That's a bar. That's a bar.
That's a bar.
But
you see how you see how popular Jake is.
Yeah, and so
bro, Jake be everywhere.
He does. He is everywhere. He eating good. I'm sorry. I'm not shaming him, but he's eating good.
No, bro. He hang out with supermodels, Drake, Travis Scott. Like every time I'm out with somebody, they'll be like, it's me, "It was me, Future." You know what I mean? Like Kevin Hart, Trevor Noah, Jake from State Farm. It's like, bro, where? Like every popping thing. Like you'll be in 8 different groups about, yo, Jake was there.
The life of an influencer has completely changed in modern day times. But Kelvin Sampson, the legality of how he maneuvered at getting players has turned Houston into a powerhouse as the second best odds in the March Madness brackets for this year. Purdue is third at plus 750. Tennessee, like I was speaking to before, SEC is third or fourth. I'm sorry, and Arizona, my alma mater, is fifth. If we get to the Sweet 16, I like our odds. We just have something about being upset historically, going back to like Lou Dolson days. Like we known for getting upset.
But y'all got the code, Caleb Love.
Yeah.
You understand? Like it's coming to tournament time. You gotta have like a guard that can really go get it. And he's already done it in a tournament run prior. Mm-hmm. But Shorty will go get 30 in like 15 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
And then y'all got some good wings, bro. Y'all got a good team.
Yeah, we got some really good bigs, too.
I got Purdue again. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm going with Purdue this year. I know last year we got upset, but I got Purdue once again.
It's interesting. UConn's back. Losing, they lost a couple guys, and they lost a kid in down in New Orleans who's shooting the ball like, oh my god,
Andre Hawkins.
Yeah, he can shoot the piss out the ball.
Or
Jordan Hawkins is shooting the ball.
He shoot it beautifully. Woo! like Ray.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're just doing so well considering they lost a player that magnitude. But I guess it just speaks to whatever they got in their water in stores.
I got it. And shout out to Coach Hurley, man. That's a coach up there, right? Coach Hurley?
That's a great question. I feel like that's the issue with college sports as well. Like you can't grow like the familiarity with coaches as well, even in college football. Like, oh, who to coach next year? Who to coach this year? Who to coach next year? The interview from the Utah State women's basketball coach, our post game, was one of the more interesting post games I've ever seen.
Because you got when they asked her, "I'm gonna rebuild next year."
Yep, she said.
And she was like, "I
won't be a part of that process."
You want to know what's occurring that people forget? It's like I remember back in the old days, the old ways we used to do it. But it's like, well, shit, all them people done died or retired. Now it's all these unaccountable motherfuckers our age. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how they keep firing people and going back on their word? It's like, bro, because that kid was full of shit and he listened to his parents. Like, so now you're getting just bad business. Or you getting coaches, shout out Lane Kiffin, now treat Tennessee like a stepping stone when it was a Mecca.
True story.
And when you go down to, you know, throwing these type of responsibilities or giving these type of keys, the people don't appreciate stuff and they only worry about their own personal, like, journey,
yeah,
you're gonna end up stepping over and burning a lot of bridges and pissing on a lot.
Speaking to that, want to let you all know about the DraftKings Point Forward Bracket Tournament Pool. Dive into the excitement of men's college basketball tournament with the Bracket Challenge presented by DraftKings and Point Forward to take your shot at winning big from a $25,000 prize pool. The top spot will walk away with $1,000 in your pocket. Uncle Sam might take his piece. Open for entry today. Get ready to make your winning picks starting Sunday evening, March 17th, when the bracket goes live. Don't miss out on the opportunity to score big. Join the pool now. To join, head to dkng.co/pf-bracket. That's DraftKings.co/pointforward-bracket. Again, that's dkng.co/pf-bracket, spelled BRACKET, for your chance to win from a prize pool of $25,000. Tournament link is also available in our bio and in the show description below.
Point Forward.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code POINTFORWARD. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code POINTFORWARD. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restriction terms and responsible gaming resources.
Point. Forward.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury. Not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank & Trust. Members FDIC.
Hey there, it's Matt Norlander with the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast. And yes, we are in the thick of the college hoop season. Our pod runs at least three times a week and covers everything you need to know, from the power conference team to the mid-majors, the scoops, the stories, game predictions, previews, huge recaps, everything. We cover it all. To find us, search Eye on College Basketball podcast wherever you get your pods.
So, E.T., did you see the... like the preliminary terms around the new TV deal?
No, actually, I did not. I know I was on the plane with you yesterday. You talked about it a little bit, but I didn't really dive too deep into it. But I know it's supposed to be actually crazy, right? This new deal is going to be unreal, right?
So for purposes of, what do they call it? To make sure that I am not held fiduciary responsible or any news has been leaked, this is all news to me. So this is public consumption that I'm reporting on. As the Players Association has not participated in any TV deal conversations, I don't know if ever, which is interesting in itself, but supposedly they're roughly 75% agreed on a new deal, according to reports. In 2014, the league did extend its contract for the first time in 9 years, and that was for $24 billion, which expires next season. And the NBA is currently in the open window for its exclusive media rights negotiations with the two main partners in Disney and Turner. And so, according to our friends at Sports Business Journal, the window does go through April 22nd, so we got a month and change out. And like I said before, they're roughly 75% done. a lot of folks have been talking about Amazon and Apple. I think the report is that their media rights will start being negotiated and possibly be done post window, which is April 22nd. And sources also expect the Emirates NBA Cup, formerly known as the in-season tournament, will be bundled into either Disney or Turner, one of those packages, after there were early expectations that a streamer such as Apple or Netflix might pursue those events, or at least the final four of the Emirates Cup. But regardless, sources contend Amazon, or to a lesser extent Apple, will be certain bidders when the exclusive window expires, and Amazon specifically pursuing leagues, national streaming rights with they have participated or bought a portion of the local media rights deals with Diamond Sports and getting them out of bankruptcy. While Apple is a mystery pursuit, according to sources, and they could bid for something similar to the SoFi play-in tournament or some sort of singular NBA event. NBC wants to roll back into it as well. So there's been talks about them and linear broadcast rights, depending on outcomes with Disney and Turner. And lastly, the challenges that they spoke on were balancing Amazon's streaming ambitions with the preservation of local team broadcasts, especially considering, like I said before, the financial impact on teams affected by the Diamond bankruptcy. So, with all that news, Evan, what do you make of it?
I'm just here for it. I think one thing, I would have been interested if Apple was able to do what they're doing with the MLS. I think that would have been cool to see. You know, obviously, we always talk about the Messi deal when he came over from the EuroLeague, jumped into the MLS, and was able to get, like, ownership and all that stuff that was part of it, you know? Remember that conversation we had?
Yep, for sure.
I feel like that would have been dope to kind of check. But, you know, obviously, Turner and Disney has done an amazing job as is. And I think I even saw Charles Barkley saying he would leave if NBA didn't renew with Turner or whatever. Sorry. I think that was the end all be all.
No, so that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that point up. I love Charles to death. And Charles is very critical of players, which I feel like he is qualified to be critical of guys. Let me state that first and foremost. Because Charles Barkley is a lot better than people understand. Like, I know people know how great of a player he was, but I don't think they comprehend, like, his greatness. Like, he would destroy guys in this league. Like, putting up 50 when he did, it was different. You know, they were only scoring 80, 90 points a game. To try to pull that and leverage that is comedic, I would say. You know, with how he's always speaking towards players and how much money they make and the duty that comes with it, and can't say something like that. I'm gonna quit if we don't get the deal again. As if, because Charles is just halftime commentary. Yeah, I don't know if folks would boycott the game if they don't hear from Charles.
I mean, we wouldn't boycott the game, but we would miss. At one point, bro, they made the NBA popping at one point. So the only that halftime was like the best of the best. You know, Charles, at the same time, you never know if he meant it, if he didn't mean it. He also said he's going to leave TNT for Liv Golf. They threw a bag again. So who knows, man? It could really be him. I was wondering, like...
But when has that not worked? How about that? That's on the tip of my tongue. Pause.
Nick Young.
Silly.
When he did the holdout in Washington, he said, I'm not coming until you give me a deal. And I think like 2.5-3 weeks went by.
He ended up in Philly?
And they was like, bro, this was in Washington.
No, I'm saying, that's the time he ended up in Philly.
No, he ended up the next year. They got rid of Lou and signed him. But he had told me that story. And I was like, damn. He's like, yeah, they told me to bring my dumb ass back. Wasn't no money here for you.
Latrell Sprewell, folks will speak to that. Cam Newton, folks might say he falls under that act. We're missing somebody. I mean, Pat McAfee situation with ESPN is interesting. They're playing roulette with each other, essentially.
Yeah, Russian roulette, basically. Yeah.
And then I'm still forgetting somebody I'm not speaking to, because you need the platform as well. You need the platform. And Charles is a public figure. And if he doesn't have the platform, where does he go? Because he still, it's like his fans are looking for him in a certain place. So I'm saying that to say your fan base doesn't always move with you. I think Spotify and the way they moved with, you know, buying out podcasters and hoping to get their fan base to transfer with them. And it's like, no, we're not leaving YouTube, or no, we're not leaving, you know, Apple Music or even Tidal, that situation. So you got to keep all that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. I'm speaking to all that. Or I'm speaking too high level.
I know. You want to dumb it down, like, shit. The only person fans are traveling with is Braun. And that's it. Like, you know,
thank
like,
you.
You got to be one, two, or three of those. And that's crazy we just said that. Like, value.
You know, it's funny, I had a conversation with Braun one time. You know, the few times, like, we were able to speak. And I told Braun, I think I might have said this before, like, yo, you know, I've never been able to give you your just due because I was competing against you. And it's like, I won't allow myself to speak so highly of somebody who I know I'm going to have to see to get to where I got to go. And that's why I'm comfortable speaking so highly of, you know, other guys. Like, you know, they just don't put that same fear in me. I wouldn't even say filthy fear. It's an appropriate fear. But make sure we put that clip out on Bron. Exactly what you just said. It ain't never worked.
But last but not least, before we close this up, I want to know what the future would look like if you did. If the union was in conversations about the new TV deal. So obviously you're about to sign a 9 or 10 year deal coming up in 2025. So let's just say 2034, 2035. How can we take those steps to really be like when Jason Tatum or Grant Hill is the acting director of the union and we're stepping up and being like, yo, the guy making 60 or 70 million a year needs to have this conversation. You want to know why? Because Messi was in these conversations prior to. And in order to triple your worth, open up the market, and just keep going crazy. That's how we're going to keep expanding the game, especially if we kick off this, you know, NBA Europe stuff and keep expanding.
You've been throwing people in some amazing, thought-provoking conversations with your questions. And thank you. So thank you for that. But I will say that is an amazing question, because when players have a better understanding of how the business has developed, how it works, the intricacies of it, you know, we read the book, The Art of Negotiations, right? Wasn't that one of our books we read in our book club some years back?
Yeah, that Chris Voss. What's it? Never Split the Difference.
Never Split the Difference.
Never split the Difference.
And he said the best outcome of negotiation is when both sides felt like they didn't lose. Both sides felt like they won. And when you include the players in the discussions and they have a better understanding of what both sides want and what both sides plan on getting out of it, it provides better collaboration, buy-in on both sides. And so, you know, when we were in the league coming up, you know, the community relations events were quite interesting. You know, we had the 12 mandatory community events, right? So it's just like pull up to a school one day, or, you know, some teams have like their main, you know, fan engagement event. So NBA players have to do a certain amount of community events. And so early on, it was like, y'all just telling us what to do. You know, we just bend into your will. But when you take a step back and look at it from a brand perspective, the NBA is a brand. The players are a brand. And there needs to be a partnership there. And when the players understand, like, you know, this, we're not doing this to affect the bottom line, but it does help with the bottom line. And so when you hear when you hear NBA or NBA players, it's like you're the product. And when you hear Apple, there's like a certain feeling you get when you hear Apple. Like the headphones I have right now versus the headphones you have on right now, people may not have used either one of them, but they're going to gravitate to the headphones you have on because of the brand name. It's like, it's what's the movie with Denzel Washington?
No, when you jumped on the screen, I'm like, ugh.
Exactly.
What's going on over there? Like, it made the whole thing look grainy. Like, I was like, man, this nigga struggling.
And my Air Max pods are in my bag. I don't know why I didn't put them on, but this is set up. But it's the green and the blue text messages. Do you know how a girl won't talk to a man if he got green text messages popping up?
Bruh, that was so, bro, the first thing they say is like, why your text message is green? It's like, bro, because I don't like random FaceTimes. I'm in the field. But anyway,
That's my point.
On the field.
That's my point. My point
exactly. Oh my God. But last thing before I say before this, to kind of like just, you know, staple like the journey we've been on. You're saying that like now the players have to have a come to the table, or at least there's a realistic conversation to come to the table because of the value we have. But then also it's like what Dave West said, group economics. Now we're in a position, everybody is like, if you don't come to the table, you can literally form group economics, make these conversations, make these sponsorships, these collabs. And not saying we can make our own like lead, but we can start on now being like, do this. Or we can, you know what I mean, figure it out now, but we're a real partner in the game. Is that wrong for saying?
Both sides say, you know, if it wasn't for me, this wouldn't exist. Both sides say that.
Right.
And I think what we're starting to get a better understanding of is how do we grow the pot together? Because we do need each other. I mean, you can see it on the league side. They changed some of their investor mandates based on the growth of the league. So now it's, you can't be a single individual on an NBA team, you know, whereas before somebody like Donald Sterling bought the Clippers for, I don't know, 20, 30 million. I mean, he can finance that. I mean, we saw the Lakers doc on HBO Max, right? Winning Time. And Jerry Buss was able to finance it, but he had to do a lot of different things in his day. Now it's, you need private equity. You need a bunch of investors. You know, you got to put together a cap table. You have to have all these strategic things in place in order to buy a team. So no singular person can buy a team anymore. So you need both sides. There's a lot of structure that goes into this, you know, checks and balances, accountability, governance, all those things need to be put into place. And so from the player side, it's, once we start understanding how to grow the game on our side, now we're able to take that and just maximize our brands, maximize ourselves and understanding how. That's really how you build generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? Taking what you have and adding layers on top of it. I heard a great podcast on All In this past Friday. They were speaking about OpenAI as a foundation, non-for-profit, and OpenAI as a for-profit. And basically, OpenAI, non-for-profit, the foundation side is like they're building an operating system. And so, yes, they may not be trying to make money, but it's like the Apple App Store, where you're taking the cut out of all the businesses that are built on top of your operating system, and which is a much larger market. We're talking about trillions of dollars. And when you're taking small cuts of that, multiplied times however many businesses are built on top of it, millions. Now you're in a different type of market and you're having a better understanding of how, you know, you become an aggregator. I'm coming from South by Southwest. I just enjoy being there because we were talking to so many, you know, high level individuals. You know, Esther Perel might be one of the most incredible human beings that I've ever experienced. That was different. And then now I got to bring myself down to earth or people will stop listening because why you want to talk so smart? Now, all that conversation around, you know, TB deals, which is essentially why sports are so valuable is because, you know, advertisers they have a great understanding of, you know, they want to reach as many people as possible and they want to predict where they can find those people. And when they can find them, and have a set amount in a set time period, that's the advertiser's dream, which is sports. Live folks watching, and, you know, you get Super Bowl, you get 60 million people watching the game, and you get commercials, and that's why they cost, you know, 10 million every 30 seconds or whatever that crazy number is.
Point. Forward.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, We provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday, and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
Okay. So, Dre, your boy Elon Musk and Tesla are cracking down on his on some of their buyers. I guess apparently when you bought the Tesla truck, you kind of signed a deal saying that you wouldn't do a resale. But there's no real way you can stop the resales. So people have been copying one, two, or three at a time and already selling them. So the Tesla truck was supposed to be how much originally? Like 79,000, 80,000 or something like
base
that?
Base price sound about right, yep.
And now people are like selling them for profit at around 200,000. So now Tesla is reaching out to the people that are doing it and taking them off the list. So there's one guy that done it. He already had two other pre-order and they're like, yo, we're canceling it. You know what I mean? What do you think about that? I feel as though I'm kind of with that due to the simple fact of the matter of like what Elon's goal was. He wanted all his cars on the street. He wanted to make sure they were pretty affordable, kind of change the narrative in that sense. So I felt like it's like when Cuba Gooding took Blue Magic and tried to chop it up and make it something else. And you see how that, you know what I mean?
I mean, Elon has just changed the way that we're doing business. So whether you like him, you hate him, you love him, whatever, he's essentially making dealerships extinct. And I think we saw one of the cars in the auction was bought by Ford. And so what Ford did was, they bought the car and they could be reverse engineering it. You know, so you want to control your consumer, you want to control the market, you want to make sure that the purposes of your product is being used in a manner that you see fit. So this is super dope. I'm kind of kicking myself in the ass thinking, like, why didn't I just go ahead and reserve mine a couple years ago?
Because it wasn't a couple years ago. It's 2019. It's 2024.
It's true. But
that's why I didn't reserve mine for 100.
But you'd be like, I'm glad I did that. So now stop. So it's like stop doubting Elon. Like Elon, that's part of the All In Pod was Elon invested, what, $55 million on 100 and he invested $44 million on a $150 million valuation in the OpenAI, the non-for-profit. So his stake is what? 29, 30% of the company, right? Now they're saying the market cap for OpenAI could be $100 trillion. It could be the first $100 trillion market cap company, and he owned 30% of it, which means he a 30 trillionaire. He got $30 trillion just waiting on him in 20 years, right? As the richest man already, but it's not
for 12 kids.
Right. why don't we hear about their child support traps? That's another discussion.
If I'm that rich, you ain't supposed to hear about it. He probably got people pregnant who was about to write about it. So, all right, here, you get on the same track that I got on. Just don't release this. All right. So he probably kidnapped the shooter.
Damn.
No, sorry.
No, I'm saying not to say like, you know, and he's making sure scarcity is a part of the market. You know, you got a supply and demand and making sure the demand stays where he needs it to be. Now everybody's trying to get this car. Now folks are understanding like Elon is a generational entrepreneur thinker. So now they're like, all right, I can't miss out on anything Elon has going forward. Like, that's a part of his narrative that he's building with his brand, too. And so it's like layers to this. He's playing chess, not checkers. I love it.
And that sound like who?
Who that sound like?
Who else does that sound like?
I got a bunch of people in mind.
Yay.
Yeah, but Yay got like Yay has a different skin tone. And so we're not able to participate in strategic moves in capitalism in America.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations,
That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.